Mr. Smith?
I have a question. It seems to be well thought out to me. I guess my question is that the underlying of this motion is as stated in the first sentence of what I'm reading. It's a recommendation and then a
suggested modification.
Understood.
Well,
okay.
The motion is for denial, but it offers a solution. Denial, and then has a solution contained in it that is going to be offered and essentially is voted upon as part of the motion of denial. So
okay.
It just sort of creates a shortcut.
I'm good.
I have a question for Mr. Lank. The original approval, was the requirement that all the amenities be built by a certain time, or was it specific to certain amenities being constructed in a certain sequence, or?
I get a copy of it. I don't want to misquote myself.
Right. My concern with that, gentleman, is that I think it's fairly obvious why we're being asked to consider this in the first place, and I'm thinking about the Nature Center. If building the clubhouse is a hardship, I would suggest that the Nature Center is too, but that may not be a universally held opinion, and I'm just trying to find out if we have standing to ask to demand that the Nature Center be built. I'm just not sure we actually have. I mean, depending on what the says, if it says all amenities have to be constructed, then yes, we've got
that. It says number 10, recreational facilities in reference to the tennis courts, swimming pools, community buildings, pathways, trails, and beaches shall be constructed and open to use by the residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first building.
Okay. All right, sir. That sounds pretty comprehensive.
And I don't see any exceptions on that in the other conditions.
Okay. I think it's fairly easy to construe the Nature Center as a community building.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend a denial of the specific relief requested in the change of zone number 1657 for the peninsula at Long Neck. Instead, County Council should consider approving a modified ordinance as follows, based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, while I understand the nature of today's economy, the developer should have taken this into account as part of the construction of the peninsula development. And the conditions imposed as part of the original approval were presented by the applicant, not created by the Planning and Zoning Commission or County Council. At the same time, the developer has constructed extensive amenities that are already completed and in place. Also, several of the services that would be provided through a golf clubhouse exist in other existing facilities, including the golf pro shop, restaurant, etc. Because many of the services are already provided through separate facilities, the residents would not incur an undue loss of the services due to a limited delay in the clubhouse completion. Although the applicant has proposed that the clubhouse be constructed after a certain number of memberships have been established within the golf club, this method is too cumbersome and cannot be tracked easily by the county. Instead, specific time frames must be established for completion that can be tracked by the county, the developer, homeowners, and members of the golf club. Unlike the clubhouse, the Nature Center is an amenity that serves the entire project. The applicant did not give an adequate explanation why this particular amenity has not been constructed. Also, the applicant did not give adequate reasons why it should not be constructed before the clubhouse. The Nature Center should be constructed without further delay. Construction on the Nature Center should be completed within 18 months of the adoption of this ordinance by County Council. The golf clubhouse construction should commence within 2 years of the adoption of this ordinance by county council. Construction should be substantially completed within 3.5 years of the adoption of this ordinance by county council. A performance bond should also be required guaranteeing completion of the clubhouse within this time frame. That's my motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded deny the specific relief requested and change it for change of zone number 1657 for the peninsula at Long Neck. Before I call for a vote, I do want to ask our legal counsel, this is just a semantic question, but does the word should have a legal standing?
I think it would in most instances. Shall is usually used in the mandatory sense, and should is certainly given a connotation that it is not mandatory.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we wanted to draw that distinction. All right, gentlemen. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, let the record show 3-1, Mr. Gordy dissenting. Motion to deny is carried. I want to remind those of you in the public who might be wondering, we're making a recommendation to County Council. County Council will have their own discussion, debate, and vote on that issue, and whatever they decide to do is what they're going to do. Our next item is subdivision 2000.